Hello and welcome to the Think the Phoenicians podcast.
We are going to talk about Disney history. We're excited to bring you our very first episode.
Today might be a short episode or it might be a long episode. We'll just figure it out as we go.
I'm Isaac.
We're just going to say our favorite ride and our name.
My favorite ride is Splash Mountain, which sadly they're taking it away.
Yeah. I'm Phoebe, and I love Avatar Flight of Passage.
I am Macy, and I like Big Thunder Railroad.
I'm James, the coolest co-host.
What? He thinks. We
the
let him
coolest
think
one
that.
Ever.
The coolest host? Yes. Sure.
And my
He's the
favorite.
Oldest.
Yeah, I'm the oldest. I'm
out of all of these.
A little bit, I'm turning 16. But my favorite ride is probably... Rock and Roller Coaster with Aerosmith. It's a good one.
Yeah. Anyways, we're gonna just share some stories from our own childhood memories of Disney. Let's start with Phoebe.
Okay. So this was a few times ago. I don't remember.
It was like 2 times ago we went to Disney World.
I don't know. But So we were getting on Pirates, and I had tennis shoes on. Wait, flip?
I think they were flip-flops.
I think they were.
You were flip-flops at Disneyland?
No, I think they were tennis shoes.
No.
They were tennis shoes.
No, but
I
tennis
think.
Shoes wouldn't fall off.
Yeah, tennis shoes wouldn't fall
no,
off.
No, they got, like, stuck at, like, the belt, like.
Oh yeah.
They got stuck,
and they took it.
Fell off and started floating in the water, and luckily, like, my older sister caught it before it just...
I wonder how many
away.
Shoes are
like,
just like.
I was like super like soggy and just like.
Did you have to wear it for the rest of the day?
Yeah, and it was like really.
And it's
speaking of which,
like yeah.
Squeaky everywhere.
Yeah,
they tell us in a backside water, episode. They talk about how they drain the the Rivers of America, which is a big moat.
Yeah.
That's around Tom Sawyer Island. They drain that, and they find stuff scattered all over it.
That'd be so cool.
Wait,
I found your sunglasses.
Or, like, sometimes they'll find prosthetic arms and legs.
Ew, that's freaky.
Oh, my
just,
God.
Like, drain,
what?
There'd be, like, a body on
oh, my God. Wait, there's, like, actual... Wait, what?
Like, legs. Like, people,
like prosthetic legs.
So, like, they're the metal leg. They're
like,
metal legs.
Like, fake leg.
Fake leg.
Yeah. That's kind of gross.
Imagine just
well,
being,
it's
like...
Not-
Well,
well
I,
like,
I went to Disneyland with 2 legs and 2 arms, and then I came back with 1 arm and 1 leg.
Yeah. That costs an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
Get it?
Disney
get
does
it?
Take...
Get
Disney
it?
Disney
sadly, there has been people that have drowned in the rivers.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
What was the one that you told me about? The alligator one?
Oh,
when
that
like
we probably should have talked about that one with little ears around.
Yeah. But anyway, if you know,
it's really sad.
Yeah.
Oh, the alligator story.
Yeah. We'll talk about it.
Macy.
We'll tell you later.
Yeah, I already know. But
Macy, how about you?
Your story.
Wait, no, you didn't finish it. You're like,
you didn't
finish.
You
just were like, well, I lost my shirt today.
No, I said that I had to wear it the rest of the day.
Yeah.
No, I think it was at night. I swear it was. Yeah.
What's the very first ride you go to every time you go to Disney World?
The ones that are like most likely
Adventureland.
Like,
we always go to Adventureland usually.
Or the ones that are most likely to be like
Indiana Jones. Right?
Oh yeah,
the ones that are longer during the day.
Like
Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
so not everybody's there at like in the mornings.
Yes, Rock and Roller Coaster.
And you can
just
run and get it.
And like when we went to Disney World, we hurried and got like after Flight of Passage, even though it was like a pretty long line.
Yeah, it was like 2 hours
like,
already.
We still had to like, we were just like, we didn't want it to get super long.
Yeah.
Maybe it was an hour.
The Avatar one is really fun.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I, like even after I was like trying to like, I was like, whoa, this is real life.
I wasn't my favorite ride.
Really?
Those kind of rides aren't my like cup of tea.
I like Soarin' you know? Too. Soarin' is fun.
Soarin's fun, but it's just not like the same as like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
You know? Like Rock and
that's
Roller
true.
Coaster.
Yeah.
Just,
Rock
and Roller
Coaster
is
my favorite
so
roller
cool.
coaster. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's
like
your
you
second
see?
Favorite ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your
My story?
Oh, I forgot to say this.
I think Haunted Mansion is
cool. Well, Phoebe's my cousin, and these are my Phoebe's my sister. Oh my gosh. And these two are my other cousins, James and Macy.
Okay. Me and Macy.
So when she talks about the next story, she's going to mention our great grandma Yuri.
It's all of our great grandma Yuri.
But there's somewhere, like, there's somewhere.
It's not a grandma.
Yeah, like we'll talk about other grandmas.
Shout out to Grandma Gray if you're listening to this.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt you.
I'm fine. I didn't even really start. Okay, so once upon a time, last February, we went to Disney World as a family for part of our Christmas from Santa. Anyway, so
they also got suitcases.
Oh yeah, mine's so awesome. Anyway,
could I have fit in it?
I bet I could fit Macy in mine.
Yeah, his is huge. His is like chunky. Mine's like skinny. Yeah, I could barely fit. I can bring Lommy along.
No, one time last time we went to Disneyland.
Can I please? Okay, so I'm changing my story.
Well, we'll talk about other stories.
No, this is a good story.
I know, but we will do other stories later.
So when we went to Disneyland when I was like 5, I had this tiny red purse. It was like
Were you 5?
I was 5.
It was 6 years ago. You're 11 now, so.
I'm 12.
12.
So I 7? No.
Ish.
You were no, 5. No, I was not 7.
Six. I thought you said you were not 7. How many years ago?
I was 5. She was
like that age.
6.
Like
5 or 6.
6 or 7-ish.
No, 5 or 6.
It doesn't matter.
Don't listen to him. I'm right. 5 or 6.
Whatever.
Anyway, so everybody in my family packed like suitcases, like huge suitcases.
Not really. We were all pretty small.
Well, you didn't use what I used. Anyway, so my mom's like checking our bags, making sure we have anything. And I bring up this tiny
red like purse. A Barbie purse.
Yeah, it was literally a Barbie purse. It was huge. It was like so tiny. It was huge.
That was an exaggeration. So you can fit nothing in a Barbie purse, literally.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And I packed everything in it that I needed. And she
packed like 3 pairs of clothes.
Like my toothbrush, my snacks for the plane ride.
You guys took a plane.
For Disneyland and Disney World.
We had like miles on our card. So
wait, did we get it for Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember doing. It was in a box. It was in a box. It was awesome. Anyway, So I packed like everything I needed in that tiny red purse, and I walk up and I'm like, "Here, Mom, here's my bag." She's like.
Did you get everything on your list? And she's like, yep, you can check it all in the bag.
It was so funny. I packed like we went for a week.
Yeah, for like 6 days.
Yeah, and I made sure my Sophia, the first book that I got in from.
Wait, it was literally a Barbie purse?
No, it wasn't a Barbie purse, but it was like this big. It was like this big, everybody. It was like
they can't see it.
Yeah. Okay. It was like probably like
a foot,
like a less than a foot. Like
it's
a
white purse.
No, it was more than a foot.
It was like a dress up purse kind of.
It was like
was it that big?
It's smaller than the purse your mom has, but like bigger than
a Barbie purse.
Well, obviously,
I was like a Barbie purse. Wow. Like whoa.
Like but bigger than like a pen.
You couldn't fit a tablet.
Bigger than a shoe. Like probably about the same size as a shoebox.
The same size of a shoebox.
Maybe a little bit bigger.
I could see how you could fit everything in there.
Well, yeah, her clothes were smaller. She was a little bigger.
Yeah. Anyway, I tried to
stuff them really hard in there.
Yeah.
It
was like all rolled up in a tiny ball. And I remember getting there and unpacking, and I was the first one to be done because I was like.
She just like.
I was like.
She actually took the purse?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you didn't take anything else?
No, I just took the purse.
What about. Was that your carry on?
Yeah, my parents loved it because it was a carry-on.
Yeah, you didn't have to pay luggage.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
And my mom's like, how did you fit anything? So my family to this day is like, Macy, can you come help me fit everything? But I couldn't fit my favorite stuffed animal when I went to Disneyland World.
Oh, well.
Her name's Lami. She's a llama.
Wait, you didn't even have her?
No, when we went to Disney World. I didn't get
a fit her.
No, my suitcase was so tiny.
I had so much room in my suitcase.
I know, but I didn't.
I had so much.
Then, oh, wait, no. Did I bring Lami? Like, I brought Lami.
You can bring him in your bag.
I'm trying to think.
Who's Lami?
Is it her, like,
llama? It's a llama. It's a stuffed animal llama.
Did you could have put it on your carry-on.
Yeah, she could put it in my suitcase.
I think I did, actually.
I had a ton of room in my suitcase.
Wow. Oh. And when I went to Disney World, this is really gross. It's not like gross, but like it's about moldy stuff. Anyway, so it was when we came home, like the day we were leaving to go to the airport to come home, we had donuts that morning. Mm. Oh no, it was, yeah. And I brought the donut on the plane and I never took it out of my backpack.
Oh.
So gross. I was emptying my bag like 2 weeks later and I was like and I was like throwing up. And I was like, James, and like the bag inside of the bag had mold in it. It was so funny. That red bird. No. Sorry, I'll tell you the story later. She had to go to the bathroom, so she wasn't here, but yeah.
Anyways, James.
Alright, my story. Okay, so it's almost been a year now, I guess. But, yeah, we went, like, February 2020. Yeah, we went. So, we went as a family February 2020 to Disney World, me and Macy.
Mm-hmm.
And our family did. But,
Christmas.
Yeah, for Christmas.
That's literally how all our Disney trips are from.
Yeah, it's too expensive to go, like, normally.
For your birthday.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is. Anyways.
My friend went to Kentucky for her birthday and the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, lucky.
Yeah. Anyway.
Kentucky.
Anyway, so, didn't she live in, like, Kentucky, though?
No.
No, where she lives.
What friend?
She lives in American Fork.
Oh, she lives in American Fork.
Is it
Emma.
Oh. Okay, I don't know. Anyway.
Okay, so we went a while ago. And before everything got shut down because of COVID,
mm-hmm.
We went last February, so almost a year ago.
And we stayed till like March 4th. Like it was February
25th. Like 27th, I think, isn't it?
No, it was the 25th. It was the 26th.
Yeah, but it was leap year, so we had extra.
I didn't even notice that.
So, we go over there, right? We fly over there. And then the first day we go to California. No, it's not California. That's in California.
Florida.
We went to Hollywood Studios.
Oh.
And the very first ride we went on wasn't it a Rock and Roller Coaster?
Mm-mm. No? It was Tower Terror.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It was, no, we just walked around and we saw things first.
And we saw Chewbacca. And he was like,
That was later.
It was? Oh, okay, yeah. It was later.
Okay, so we went around, we walked, and we saw a few things. She just winked at the camera.
Nobody can see this.
Yeah, nobody. So. Alright, they're whispering in the corner, so.
She's wondering who Chewbacca is. I can't remember.
You don't know who Chewbacca is. He's the big hairy guy. Here, let's look up a picture of him.
I know the name, but I forgot.
Chewing gum.
Chewing gum.
Oh yeah, Chewbacca.
Him. That's Chewbacca.
I could have said from Star Wars.
That looks like the Yeti from Everest.
Looks like Flash.
No, that's the Grinch. That looks like the Grinch.
Oh yeah. Grinch that's brown.
Look at that one.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
That's kind of weird. Anyway, we go there, we start looking around, we look in a few gift shops, because that's always what you do first, right?
Oh, yeah.
Go to gift shops.
And we ate, and I put veggie straw in my water bottle.
That's disgusting.
I fell in there when I was eating.
Grandma's like, don't waste the water,
you'll have to drink it.
No, Grandma.
So I poured it into the lake right there. Anyway, go.
Nothing, it's just a cord.
Okay, and then we decided we want to go on Tower of Terror, and then we're all waiting in line, and then it's like, I don't know, it was like 20 minutes before we got inside of the building. And like, you know how when you have the wait, basically you stand outside for 20 minutes, then you walk inside, and then you wait inside the building, And then, can you go through the room? Is that Haunted Mansion with the stretch paintings?
No, that's Haunted Mansion.
That's Haunted Mansion.
It's the library in Tower of Terror. The one with, like, the movie screen.
Yeah, so you go in the elevator, right? You go up, right? Oh. So you go up in the elevator, then you go and you walk through another line that's, like, in this, like, industrious-looking room. There's, like, pipes, and it's kind of like a storage room.
The boiler, I think.
Yeah, like
the
a boiler room. Yeah,
whatever
yeah.
It's called.
Like, kind of like a basement boiler,
like,
it looks like.
A storage room.
Yeah. And then, so we see a sign that says, if you have high blood pressure or
asthma
or like any of
these
other health problems,
if you're age over like
just because they have like
old,
these signs,
if you're
right?
Old,
if you're yeah, if you're like over 90 or something,
or like 80,
or 80, it was like 85
yeah.
or something, then
we recommend that you don't ride.
Then don't ride it, right? Take the elevator down, not the elevator up. Because the elevator up is the one that drops you, right?
Drops you,
so
like, 20 feet.
So my mom and my dad start talking. They say, hey, do you want Grandma Yuri to ride this ride? Because my Grandma Yuri, she's, like, 88, 89. Well, I don't know how old she is. She's, like,
she's our great
she's
grandma.
She's in her 80s, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, older, right? And then we're like, do we want to take her? We don't want her to, like, get hurt on the ride, right?
Like,
the sign doesn't says don't take it, right? And we've been waiting in line for 30 minutes, and we didn't want to have to, like, be like, sorry, Grandma, you can't come with us, you know?
And she was so excited.
She was like,
hasn't gone to Disney World.
If Joey can, she was talking about my little brother, and she was like, if Joey can do it, Joey was eight when we went, right?
Yeah.
And then she was like, if Joey can do it, I can do it, right? And then we're like, no, but he's 8 and you're 80.
There's a big gap, Grandma.
And then she was like, no, it's fine. I'm going, right? Because
how many years did she say she hadn't been to Disney World?
Oh, I don't know.
It's been a hot minute. Let's just put it
and then
way.
She was like, oh, I remember when I went with Grandpa and... Yeah, so,
yeah.
She was really looking forward to it, right?
And she thought it was going to be longer.
And she thought, okay, yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
So then we get on the ride, right? And then we all get buckled in. We go through the room with the eyeball. Is that the right one?
Yeah.
With the eyeball?
Yeah.
Right?
Where you, like, is it
yeah.
in the elevator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're
where you
just
go
like,
forward,
like,
and then you
yeah.
go into, like, the shaft, right? And then, it like, doesn't the window open up and you, like, see everything?
Well, yeah, like, when you go up. When you
oh,
go
yeah,
up,
yeah, so. When you fall. Okay. So then we start... And then it's like, it drops us, right? So we start falling. And then we go back up, and then you, like, the window opens, and you can see everything. It's really cool. And then you fall again. And then it picks you back up, and it shakes you a little bit, and then it picks you up and drops you, right? And then the guy comes in. You know how, like, they have the guy who comes in, and then he's
and
like,
says, don't get up.
He's like, yeah, don't get up. We'll or just take off your seatbelts, come this way, exit. One row at a time, blah, 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 blah.
Whatever.
Yeah, that kind
and
of
like,
stuff.
And, like, you survived.
And then my grandma, she stands up and she's like, are you telling me that was it? And she says, we stood in line for 40 minutes and that was it? Because it like, dropped us 3 times. And we were all, like, worried that she was, like,
gonna
get
die?
Hurt on the rush,
pass,
you know?
Pass out.
And then she was like, that was it? What a ripoff. And then...
And the worker was kind of like...
And then, yeah, it was like... And then, like, the whole time she was like, I still can't believe that. They made us wait in line for 45 minutes and dropped us 3 times in the elevator. Like, the whole time, on the flight, on the way home, on the car ride. And it's,
anytime we bring up Disney World.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, that was still...
Yeah. Have you seen those videos of somebody passing out? I
passed out on a roller coaster before.
On Disney rides, there's, like, people where they pass out.
I think it's Disney.
Disney
ride, though.
I don't know. Where they, like, pass... They're, like... They, all of a sudden, they go, like... And then they come back up.
Like,
it's so
out.
Funny. It is so funny
yeah,
to watch
can,
them go like.
If you go on a loop, if you go on a loop and you breathe out.
Like
a
colossal
end,
on
yeah,
Lagoon.
In Lagoon. If you guys know about Lagoon, you should look it up.
I've blacked out before.
Yeah.
I don't like colossal.
Whoa.
It's my least favorite.
Joey's scared of it.
It's my least favorite roller coaster.
I want to ride Wicked.
It's one of my most favorite. Wicked's really fun.
I didn't want to ride it because it was under maintenance.
How about Cannibal? We just didn't have it. How about Cannibal?
She hasn't ridden Cannibal. Cannibal's so scary. All right. For people who don't live in like Utah or Salt Lake County, in Utah. If you don't live in Utah, you probably don't know what Laguna is. So it's this amusement park in Farmington, Utah. It's by Salt Lake City, by the capital of Utah, right? And they have these. They have like big rides and they have little kid rides, right? And then they have, so it's been around for like 100 years. It's an old place, right? It's kind of like Disneyland where it has a lot of history behind it. So like they have these really old rides and they have these fancy high tech new rides, right? So the one that we're talking about is kind of like California Screamin' or Incredicoaster.
Which one?
Colossus.
Colossus, yeah.
Where it has like two loops, right?
Yeah, I think. Rock and Roller Coaster has two loops. It has like kind of, and then like the like spiral. A barrel roll I think they have. I think it has two loops at the beginning. I don't know.
Yeah, so it's like it's really fun, right? And it's like this big one, and it takes you up this big hill, and then you go like, yeah, then you go over in two loops, and if you breathe out the very bottom of the loop, then you can make yourself pass out because like you just don't breathe for a minute, right? And you pass out for like 2 seconds and you come back, right? Just because of the G force, you know, the gravity force. Hold on.
Sorry, our screen blacked out for a minute.
Yeah.
If you can still hear us.
We're trying to figure out if it's still recording. Is it still recording, Isaac?
I'm sure it is.
I think it is.
Well, if it's recording, if you can hear me, it's pretty cool. And then they have this one ride that's just like a straight up and down.
Yeah, it's still recording.
Okay, it's still recording. And it just like, so you sit in this, like you sit in this thing on this ride, right? In this cart. And then it has like magnets that shoot you up this big, huge thing. And then you kind of sit on the top for a minute and then you like go down. It's just like straight up and straight down. And it's a really fun one, so.
Wait, are you talking about Wicked?
Wicked, yeah.
And then Cannibals.
And then Cannibals.
Just different.
Crazy. Oh, it's like, so fun.
You go
it's
on like this.
Nothing I've ever seen
before. It's like this elevator. Yeah, you literally.
Wait. So you get into this cart, and then you like go forward, and then you're in an elevator, and it raises you up, and then you sit there for a minute, and you can see like all of Salt Lake County. You can see everything. You can see all the farm fields. You can see the highway. You can see Salt Lake City to your left. Right, and then you and then they start going and then you start going
and then you
straight
wait a little bit
down
and then go back and it's like so scary
and
but
then you
so
go
fun.
Straight down and then you curve back towards the counter or back towards the tower, right? And then you like curve all the way in, so it's like it goes in and then it goes back out and it feels like you're upside down the whole time and it's crazy, and then you go in like three loop-de-loops, and you go around the tower a bajillion times, and then you go like barrel rolls. It's a really, really fun one. So that's just the background on the rides we've been talking about, you know.
But Disneyland's way better.
Yeah.
Disney's way better.
It's so much more expensive.
Lagoon's more fun if you want to go.
If you
want to
go for like a day.
Yeah, it's not like it's a bajillion dollars.
Disney, you need that like at least a couple days to go.
But we love Disney still.
Yeah.
But if you're like want an inexpensive just little getaway, that would probably be best.
So wait, what was the other story I was gonna tell you today?
Wait.
No, I know what I was doing.
Was it?
I was asking Phoebe. Yeah. Okay. So, this I'm gonna tell two stories, and then they're gonna tell any other stories they want to say. I didn't know what one you said. Anyways, I'm thinking of one that Phoebe can tell because it was her experience. Anyways, just hold on. I'll talk to you after I tell the stories. So the first one is. When I was like 4 years old, we went to Disney World and I was so excited to go on Splash Mountain. We get to it. I hated it. I looked at one thing and I totally hated it. And I was just, and so like, I was basically, they, so I had to, let's just say I did not like it because of the drop.
Oh.
At the end.
It does.
Well, no, that's fun.
I love the drop. It's the best part.
It's fun, but like when you're first like gonna go on it,
actually
it, like,
is really scary because it looks like you're gonna like just go right to the bush and they're like, how many people has died before you? It's like, I don't know. It's a good one. It's still a
it's
really
fun,
fun
but scary.
It scared me the first time I went on it because a dad didn't know that it had that. I was like, oh no, we're gonna die.
Right? Okay, it scares me every time, so.
Yeah. Anyway, so we went there and I decided to go, even though I didn't want to. I got, then I had second thoughts. So I was literally like, forcing my legs apart so my mom couldn't push me down into the seat. And literally, I was, like, holding on to, like, the sides. Like, no, I am not going. What was it? What Preston said. No, that's later. Hold on. Anyways, so she was trying to push me down into the seat. I was crying. I was like, no, I am not going. And the cast member had to come over and say, ma'am, he cannot go because he is...
Freaking out.
Anyways, so I feel embarrassed because now it's my favorite ride. Anyways,
did you ever go on it?
Yeah.
Time?
Later, my grandma bribed me to go on it, so we went with a Disneyland trip. Of course, that's going to make me want to go. Is if you get a trip involved, it involves Disney. Anyways,
did you ever go on that Disneyland trip that she promised?
Yeah, I did. Anyway, so I went on Disney. I mean, not on Disney. I went on Splash Mountain at night because the water. Because I think I was saying I'm scared to get wet. So they would do it when the water was, like, low. Anyways, so I did not look the whole time. I literally opened my eyes maybe once, thrice times. Anyways. But that was, yeah. So it's my story of Splash Mountain. Then this was on the way of coming home from a Disney World trip. I did not feel
the same one.
No, it wasn't the same one. Well, I actually
maybe don't tell this one. This kind of...
No, my dad's like, it's okay, you can tell it. It's funny.
It's
not the one
funny.
It's not I have actually I will tell it. Okay, anyways, so we got home.
You just have to
We're coming it, home from this trip that was two times ago. We went to Disney World. I think same trip. Phoebe lost her shoe, I think. Yeah. Anyways, so
lots
we,
of good stories about this.
Anyways, so we come. So we're coming
that
home. I'm not feeling so good, so I'm watching stuff like I was like watching like Pete's Dragon or whatever. By the way, that's not one of the best movies. Like, yeah. The newer one.
Yeah.
The newer one's a little iffy. Yeah. I don't know. I still like it. I liked it. It was good.
Yeah, I still need to watch it again, but...
It was like the new Mulan movie. I didn't really... I don't know.
It was okay.
It was okay.
It was different.
Anyways, so I come in, and I mean, I get off the plane. I'm going to barf. Literally, I'm going to barf. I get right to a garbage can, and my brother rushes me off, which he's awesome. So this is has nothing. This is not to embarrass him. This is just to point out that I should have kept by the trash can. Anyways, so he wanted me to go to the toilet. That way we can, get to the toilet. Sorry, to the bathrooms, to barf from the toilet, obviously. So I get into I literally can't hold it. I barf all over this guy as soon as I walk into the bathroom. All over the floor, all over this guy, and he was in a suit.
He's like on his way to some important business.
Probably, there. Yeah. He probably was. I'm pretty sure anyways. So I barf. Disney does not go, and coming home in planes does not go well with my stomach, because when we came home when I was 4 and we from Disney World, I was barfing all that day. It was gross. Oh my gosh. I don't. Ugh.
Maybe you get air sick.
Yeah. I don't think so because I've gone on planes where I don't get air sick and stuff.
Yeah, maybe you just had a stomach bug.
Yeah. And then the
it
other one.
It is Disneyland.
Yeah, you did get. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. It's kind of jerky.
I've gotten sick at Disneyland. Oh,
Phoebe,
no, Disney World.
Tell them about that one where
you
were
just hot that morning.
When we went to Disney World, where we were going to Disney World, and you were like, and we went.
Oh yeah, okay. So, this was for my older brother's graduation trip. So they, we were in school, and like they were telling us that we were going to Las Vegas, and so, you know, I was like, okay, we're going to Las Vegas, and I was like ready to go, and I was. Like being checked out. I was checked out of school.
Yeah.
So we could get on our plane, and so
it's like a surprise for Christmas,
yeah,
or something from Santa and our
so
mom and dad.
So we got on our plane, and I was just like really excited to go to like Las Vegas and just have like a trip. And so we went on the trip, and so we got done with the plane.
Really fast. Me and James have to go home, but we'll finish.
And so, I was like,
bye. Anyways.
So we were like really excited, and so we got to Las Vegas, and we just were kind of like looking out the windows and stuff, and like grabbing our luggage and everything.
And
like,
we realized they told us that we were going to Disney World.
And I was like, no, we're not.
We're staying in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we're staying in Las Vegas. No way we're
anyways,
going to Disney
she
World.
Didn't.
Even
she,
though I would have loved to go to Disney World.
She did.
I was like, I don't believe you. No.
So anyways,
really
so she.
So then they're like, even look up on like the board for like the planes.
Anyways.
And I looked and I was like, I still don't think so. And they're like, we're going to Disney. And I'm like, we're not. So, yeah, anyway, it was just, like, really funny, but...
Anyways, so bye. Phoebe has to go with my dad to take my cousins home. So I'll finish up for this. No one's paying us to do sponsorship. We are not doing sponsorship. No one's paying us to do sponsorship, sorry. But we want to mention some, sorry, I can't think of it. I'm like tired. I did not get a good sleep last night. We want to mention a company and a podcast. The company is the Magic Candle Company. They are scented candles and fragrance oils and like bath soaps and stuff that smell like Disney park rides and Disney parks in general. And then we've got this podcast called the Backside of Water, which is amazing. If you guys are listening to this, I actually love that podcast a lot. It's been teaching me a lot about the Disney history of the attractions. So if you can, which you can find that on Spotify, I know, and Apple Podcasts. If you can ever listen to those, it's like amazing. Anyways, I want you guys to always remember, we'll probably talk about this in a later episode, to always thank the Phoenicians. Okay, bye.